Paddington Goes to Town by Michael Bond. Read by Hugh Bonneville. Chapter 1. A Day to Remember. Mrs. Brown stared at Paddington in amazement. "Harold Price wants you to be an usher at his wedding," she repeated. "Are you sure?" Paddington nodded. "I've just met him in the market, Mrs. Brown," he explained. "He said he was going to give you a ring as well." Mrs. Brown exchanged glances with the rest of the family as they gathered round to hear Paddington's news. Harold Price was a young man who served on the preserves counter at a large grocery store in the Portobello Road, and the events leading up to his forthcoming marriage to Miss Deirdre Flint, who worked on the adjacent bacon and eggs counter, had been watched with interest by the Browns, particularly as it was largely through Paddington that they had become engaged in the first place. It had all come about some months previously, when Paddington had lent a paw at a local drama festival, in which Miss Flint had played the lead in one of Mr. Price's plays. A great many things had gone wrong that evening, but Mr. Price always maintained afterwards that far from Paddington causing a parting of the ways, he and Miss Flint had been brought even closer together. At any event, shortly afterwards they had announced their engagement. It was largely because of Paddington.